Toyota retakes the crown.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And we will start this morning with the number 9.75 million. That is how many cars Toyota sold last year, which was about 450,000 more than General Motors, which means Toyota is, once again, the world's number one automaker. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes joins us from Tokyo to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so how did they manage to do this?
I think there's a couple of factors here. One is that this is a bounce back from a few bad years for Toyota. In 2010, Toyota suffered a lot. Its image in the United States in particular suffered a lot from quality issues and safety issues. Remember the uncontrolled acceleration issues they were having with some of their models? They suffered badly from that. And then 2011, here in Japan, the tsunami hit. There were floods in Thailand where they have a lot of production. That just meant that they couldn't produce as many cars as they wanted. So we're seeing a comeback from that. But also, I think the feeling in the industry is that Toyota is, for the first time in a while, making some genuinely interesting cars that people want to buy.
Now, obviously, this title of world's number one automaker doesn't really matter beyond just bragging rights. But I wonder, given all of the trouble that Japan's economy has had and is still having, how much this matters to the people there in Tokyo that they're big automaker Toyota is starting to do well again.
It matters immensely. It matters for Japan's economy. Toyota is the biggest industrial employer in Japan. It's the biggest exporter of vehicles from Japan. So the fact that one of the standout companies in Japan is still doing well and is still at the cutting edge of technology and industry in the world is hugely important, especially when you think that other Japanese companies are now doing so badly. Companies like Sony and Panasonic, which were once, you know, the leaders in the world in their industry, are now in a terrible mess and losing billions of dollars a year.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes joining us from Tokyo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.